Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Hearing the two-pronged news, Josiah was not the least dissuaded from clearing the land of idolatry. Judgment may come, but he would do his part in driving back the spiritual darkness across the land. So first, quote, "The king went up to the house of the Lord with all the men of Judah, and with him the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant." 2 Kings 23, verse 2. In response to what was read, quote, "The king made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul. And all the people took a stand for the covenant." Verse 3. Then the garbage disposal began. Marshaling the faithful priests, they removed and burned, quote, "all the articles that were made for Baal, for Asherah, and for all the host of heaven." Verse 4. "From door to door, high place to high place, false temple to false temple they went, removing, destroying, burning, purging the land. There were shrines by the city gates, horses and chariots dedicated to the sun, and the horrendous Tophet in the Gehinnom Valley, giving hell its nickname, Gehenna, where children had been offered to Moloch in the fire." Josiah didn't just break down the altars. He, quote, "pulverized them." Verse 12. He then turned his attention eastward to, quote, "the mount of corruption, which Solomon had built for Ashtaroth, the abomination of the Sidonians, for Chemosh, the abomination of the Moabites, and for Milcom, the abomination of the people of Ammon." Verse 13. To seal the deal, quote, "he filled their places with the bones of men." Verse 14. "So no one would ever think of worshiping there again." A grave situation indeed. Lord, may we be as ruthless with our idols.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.